Off the Ball Rugby.
You'll be getting the Leinster jersey though, presumably, Raj, for the final.
There you are now, Shane. Come on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
What an occasion at Daly Mount as 4,290 supporters witness Palestine versus Bohemians in a friendly game. Bohemian Football Club said they invited the team as an act of solidarity with the Palestinian people and to raise funds for the humanitarian efforts in the region. It was an entertaining game with a wonderful atmosphere. It finished Palestine 2, Bohemians 1. But no one will remember the game for the score, as the historic occasion meant a lot more than football. Later in the podcast, you'll hear from Palestinian midfielder Jennifer Shatara and Bo's duo Katie Malone and Lisa Murphy. But first, I spoke with Palestinian goalkeeper Charlotte Phillips. She introduced me to her grandparents, Odette and George Dabit, who travelled to Ireland for the game. They are survivors of the 1948 Nakba, when hundreds of thousands of people were expelled from their homes during the establishment of the State of Israel, as Israeli forces continued their assault on Gaza. Charlotte Phillips, congratulations, and what an occasion here tonight in Daly Mount. Goosebumps. Yeah. How was it for you out there? And introduce me to your grandparents too.
I don't even know how to describe how it was out there. I cried three times on the field. These are my grandparents, Odette Davitt and George Davitt. They traveled here from Canada. I'm so happy they're here. You know, they're actually Nakba and Nexa survivors. So that's the 48 and 67. So traveling here today on Nakba Day, when they expelled them for the first and second time, they thought they would erase us as Palestinians. And here, 76 years later, I'm here playing as their granddaughter, as part of the Palestinian national team, and they thought they would get rid of us, and they can't. This is proof of our existence. I love you guys.
Love you too, Habibi.
It's okay.
It is so emotional. Sorry, yeah. I'm getting emotional.
It's okay. It's okay.
You can tell what it means to you to be out there tonight and what a game you had.
Yeah.
Literally player of the match. I thought, in my view, you're incredible.
The Bows are amazing. Oh. The Bows are fantastic. Like, these girls are amazing competition and even better teammates, sports, and like, they're fantastic. Up the Bows, that's all I can say.
And for your grandparents, I'm sure you've learned a lot from them and everything that they've been through and the resilience that they've shown.
They've just shown me to be myself, be kind, and that's like who we are as Palestinians. We're resilient, we're kind, we know how to overcome obstacles, and we're proud. We're so proud of being Palestinian.
Of who we are.
We would like to thank Ireland.
Yeah.
Nobody did what Ireland did to us.
Not even Arab countries.
Not even Arab. Thank you very much, Ireland. We love you. We love you.
Ireland. And the Irish people are so warm.
Yeah.
Every time somebody says something to me, I just want to cry because we've never seen this in our lives. Never.
Yeah, ever. And they're like, you know, I can't even describe. Thank you. I can't even describe how it means to be, like what it means to be here. I'm just so excited for them to be here.
Well done, Charlotte, honestly. And to see...
couldn't make it, so we...
I'm so happy they're here.
I said, nothing will stop us. Yeah,
no.
We'll be here.
To see you're out there tonight and to see the Palestine flag flying high.
Never, the hundreds and thousands of them. Never experienced this.
No.
Never. Oh. Never in our lives, no.
Will you get a few days to explore Ireland now?
We have just one more day. Okay. We have to get back on Friday morning.
We've been doing some exploring. The Bows have set up so many amazing things. I want to, honestly, the hotel staff, the people we visited at the Book of Kells, everyone, like, everywhere we go, we're welcomed, like, with open arms. It's amazing. The Irish people are our biggest, like, they're so, I don't even know how to describe it. I love them so much.
Auntie R said, my second daughter, and the oldest were planning to come to Ireland in October with her family. And the second one, she said, oh, I wish I were in Dublin. Next trip, we'll go to Dublin, Ireland. Yeah.
That's so nice to hear. And what is your hope for Palestine?
I hope that, like the Irish, I know the Irish have a long history of oppression, but they resisted and they found their liberation. I hope that we follow in Ireland's footsteps and gain our liberation.
Yeah, and I hope that the world see us as Palestinians
as
through the Irish people, through their eyes. That's what I hope.
Thank you, Ireland. We love you.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted. You've got a win tonight, but tonight was much more than football.
Honestly, I forgot the score.
Yeah, exactly.
It was so
good woman, Charlotte. Well done. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Jennifer, unbelievable scenes here in Dalymount. What was it like for you tonight out on that pitch?
To be honest, this is so amazing. Like, we expected this because we know that Irish people love Palestinian people so much. So we're happy to see this number of people supporting us so much.
And tell us a little bit about your own story. You're living in Bethlehem now?
Yeah, I live in Bethlehem. I've been living there since I was a kid. I just want to say something. I just hope peace spread all over the world, especially in Palestine. That's it.
And having a night like tonight and seeing the Irish people in solidarity with the Palestinians, does that mean a lot?
It means so lot. By the way, this game isn't about winning or losing. It's just about this solidarity and how for real we love each other. I really want to thank them so much. I want to thank this team, this amazing country. And I hope peace can spread all over the world.
And playing sport and football in this really, really tough time, what does that mean for you?
It's a way of representing Palestine. It's the only way, I guess, because... can we cut this?
No, keep going. You're doing brilliantly.
I think for me, as a med student, I'm about to finish my third year. It's a way, like studying and playing football, let me represent Palestine in the best way.
Amazing. And here in the national anthem today, the Palestinian national anthem sang here. It was goosebumps for me. I've never heard it before. What was it like for you?
It's an honor. It's an honor to hear it here, wallah.
Malone, there's unbelievable scenes here in Dalymount Park. What does it mean to you to play in a game like this?
Yeah, no, it's class. You know, first and foremost, playing in a sold-out Dalymount is something you dream of. But, you know, the occasion is massive and it's something we've all really been looking forward to. So, yeah, it's unbelievable. You can see around me now, everyone's on such a high and we're just really excited. And we're really excited coming into this game. Yeah, it's just brilliant.
Have you ever experienced an atmosphere in Dalymount like this?
No, I think the most I played in front of here is about 900, which was a few months ago, and that was full of kids, to be honest. So, you know, the crowd, they were brilliant tonight. They didn't stop from minute one, and yeah, hopefully more people are coming back now.
And is it important to have occasions like this? Like, sport brings everyone together, and it's important to use it when we can.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for 90 minutes there, those girls were able to forget about everything, and, you know, football really unites people, and hopefully we brought a lot of light to the situation that's going on in Gaza.
And you yourself, you got a goal out there tonight?
Yeah, you know, I've been injured for the last 2 months, and I haven't played in Dalymount since, last November, so I was really looking forward to today, and, you know, luckily I got on the score sheet.
And a lot of the girls here from the Palestine team, they're coming up, they're asking for pictures together. It means a lot for them tonight.
It does, yeah, and you can tell, you know, they have so much going on. And, you know, like I said, it was nice for them to just come here and show them, or they were able to show why they're footballers and that they are footballers. And, yeah, no, it was just brilliant, to be honest.
And do you have any of your friends or family here tonight?
I do. My dad's here. A few of my mates are there, and a few of Sarah's mates are there, I'm now a mate to it, so, you know, I'll go and find them and hopefully enjoy the rest of the night.
And what does it mean to you to play for Bohemians?
Oh, it's massive. You know, you don't realise what the club's about until you actually join it. You know, I joined last summer and I've been welcomed with open arms the minute I came in. And, you know, it's a massive club and, yeah, you really see that when you come into it, so I'm loving every minute of it.
It is unbelievable to have a moment like this, and for the Palestinian people to come out and support that are living here in Ireland, and for the girls as well, that they can get, I suppose, a moment out on the pitch there that they can forget everything.
Yeah, that's it. Like, even though we're coming out to play a game of football, for them it was a lot more, and for us it was a lot more as well. Like, so, to be honest, it's the first game I don't mind losing in my life because I give it to them, like, and I'm so happy. I'm just so happy that they enjoyed themselves.
And are you here with friends and family and stuff out to support tonight?
Yeah, so my friends, my family and all are here, and my son, like, that's the most important thing. Like, he comes to all our games, like, and for him to witness this is something amazing.
Have you ever experienced an atmosphere like this in Dalymount?
Absolutely not. The atmosphere, like, from non-stop, that crowd didn't stop going, like, and it's a credit to them, and it gives you goosebumps what I felt today. Like, it's actually a credit to Dan and everyone involved. Like, I'm actually shocked.
And how important important is it to use sport in this way to unite people?
It's so important to us, like them girls to play football, like we play every week, like we have the privilege to play every week, like, and to hear some of their stories today in the Mansion House was actually, like, it puts into prospect of what we actually get, and I wouldn't be able to do what they do.
A lot of them are coming around asking for photos with yous, and you can see what it means to them.
Tears in their eyes, telling them, like, they're on their knees, I'm telling them to get up off their knees and stop crying, like, because, like, they should be, every one of them should be proud of themselves to even get here and actually play that game today.
And you could see what it meant to them when they scored the second goal. The first was an own goal, the second one, you could see what it meant to them.
Oh, absolutely amazing. Like, I actually cheered for it as well, like, and I'm real competitive, but it's absolutely amazing, and it's a credit to them, like the signs up here and all the people, like it's phenomenal.
Oh, brilliant. Well done tonight. Take it all in.
Thanks so much.
Off the Ball Daily.